to public comment. I'm not sure if there's something I missed. Brian, could you check for public comment cards? I do have one up here. And Jonathan Sofsky.
Yes,
keep in mind, Jonathan, we do have a 3-minute time for public comment, so welcome. And
thank you.
Yes.
I actually came here today because I was actually just going to get a police complaint form. No, but then I saw y'all having a public meeting, so this seemed more fun. And what my complaint was is that my life is in danger. Not, well, I had reason to believe it was in danger, so I came by. I told some guy in the window the information. He's like, whatever, you know. I'm not going to write it down. I'm just like, hey, look, if I end up dead, this is who did it. So the next day, I'm at my house. It's like 12:30. I go outside to smoke a cigarette. Someone shoots at me. And so I freak out. You know, my garage, it's still closing. So I jump on the fence. I run in my house. I call the police. First time on the phone, I get these weird, I don't know what it was. Second time I call them, I get this answering machine. It's like, thank you for, I don't know what it was. But finally, some woman picked up, and she's like, what's your emergency? I'm like, someone just shot at me. She's like, what's your address? I'm like, 1709 Wickmere Way. And she's like, okay, and then she hangs up on me. So I'm like, well, that's really incompetent. You know, should we stay on the phone and ask some more questions? So anyway, like 20 minutes later, I don't know what it was, I was just freaking out of my house. So like 20 minutes later, the police show up, no lights or anything, don't even look around, they just come to the house and they're like, oh, what happened? They didn't fill out a police report, they wouldn't fill out a police report, they didn't even look around, they're just like, they just didn't do anything at all. I mean, all day, I see them sitting at the mall all day, do absolutely nothing. One time I called them. I'm not saying someone necessarily shot me. I mean, I have extremely good hearing, so, I mean, but they didn't even look around. They didn't ask where I was shot at. Nothing. They just, you know, they asked a couple questions, and after they're like, who do you think shot you? Which, I actually, anyway, so, I told them they didn't do anything, and it's actually a major corporation who has killed innocent people before. They have blood on their hands. And I don't know if they have any involvement here, but I mean, it seems like it's not a way to handle when somebody gets shot at, you know? I mean, I don't feel safe here. And so anyway, I decided to leave Dunwoody. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to go hitchhiking across the country. I don't feel safe in Dunwoody, you know? So in Harrison County, Georgia, I got stopped. Okay. When else? I got illegally arrested. Same corporation has a lot of influence in the jail. It's one of their other companies that sort of owns it. And when I was in jail, they said that the same corporation was attempting to have a conspiracy, not a conspiracy, just like a secret agreement that they were trying to commit murder. I mean, I have a lawsuit now, you know, but I'm working on it. I wasn't arrested for anything. I was held against my will. No lawyers, no nothing. But I mean, that doesn't matter. But it's more about just, you know, I mean, I'm sure if you looked at a bullet, I'm sure it's still there. You know, because I know where it was shot from. I can hear that. Oh, and then my garage mysteriously broke the next day. Like, apparently the magnetic sensor on it, you know, just on my parents' garage. It kept twisting until the garage, just the whole thing snapped apart. And when the guy came to fix it, he's like, oh, the magnetic thing, magnetic thing on is completely blown and just broke the whole garage. But when I was shot at, the garage was still closing, so it wasn't. And I mean, like, what do y'all have to say about that? I mean, I'm not saying necessarily that I shot at, but I mean, I'm convinced I was, but the response was ridiculous.
Mayor, I'll be happy to talk to
you. Okay, thank you, Chief. Brian,
Chief, right there.
Brian, it's time up.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sofsky. With that, I see that's our last public comment. We have a move for adjournment. We have a second from Dr. Bond. They're all in favor of adjournment. Please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Could I say, would you